There's a new report out that Bill Clinton collected $50,000 per month from MF Global. Well, Newt Gingrich got millions from, what was it, Freddie Mac. This later report from How Dare You, Department of Clinton Criminal Enterprises, and it just goes through all the reported things he's done as an advisor through Joe S. Corzine, the former New Jersey governor, former head of Goldman Sachs, who admittedly made 40-to-1 bets. Customers' private accounts. Continuing, the real reason for Obama's threat to veto indefinite detention bill. Obama wants to veto indefinite detention bill because it would hold the U.S. to the Geneva Convention. And it would give Congress the power, which it rightfully does, to make law. Obama's already told him, I'll kill citizens, I'll arrest citizens. The executive holds that. And his lawyers came out last week and said he may veto the National Defense Authorization Act because he can use the military in America if he wants. He can do whatever he wants. So that's the facts there, and that's now coming out weeks after we told you what was really going on. There's also not a happy ending to Obama's little Hollywood romance. He can't make up his mind about anything, said Mr. Lear. He just vacillates like Democrats do generally. On taxes, he doesn't take a strong stand. He can't make up his mind about immigration. I don't even know if he's come clean on waterboarding or torture. Any of those things. And that's prominent Hollywood people are mad at him because, you know, he hasn't taxed the rich enough. What do you mean? He's financed by the mega elite. And at the same time, because he's continued all the torture and the rest of it. So that love affair is ending with Obama, who's a nothing teleprompter reading puppet. Continuing here, British Petroleum accuses Halliburton, same folks running Kellogg, Brown, and Root, of destroying evidence following Gulf spill. BP has accused Halliburton of destroying damaging evidence about the quality of its cement that came out day one that went into drilling the well that blew out last year and caused the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. So the rats are turning on each other. Now getting into the incredible Panopticon surveillance grid, RT interviewed the inventor of the free software movement and legendary programmer and code person, Facebook. Is massive surveillance, says Stallman, Richard Stallman. This is an example of malicious features in non-free software. These mobile phones are being run by non-free software, so it's no surprise that they have malicious features in them. The most commonly used non-free programs do, Stallman sadly pointed out. Yeah, you think an application is one thing, but you're really paying to be surveilled. And the phone companies and others are making more money off selling your data than they are on the phone program. And they're tracking everything you do. They're always finding back doors and Trojan horses in them that began with the Telecommunications Act of 96 and have expanded on since then. So that's basically what, well, was the head of Facebook called his customers dumb effers that you trusting. I mean, these are just arrogant dirtbags, folks. These are slime bags. They've been chosen to be promoted by the system because they are sociopaths, at best, some of them psychopaths. All right, now some spectacular news and information and great graphics put together by our own Darren McBreen. But now we look into the limitless universe with the trillions of galaxies and quadrillions of stars and planets to new discoveries by NASA. NASA telescope confirms alien planet inhabitable zone, the potentially habitable alien world, orbits a star very much like our own sun. The discovery brings scientists one step closer to finding a planet like our own, one which could conceivably harbor life, scientists said. It goes on, the newfound planet is in a habitable zone called Kepler-22b. It's located about 600 light years away, orbiting a sun-like star. Amazing information. What humanity could do if we just stop the psychopaths from taking control of our society and stop being gullible. Shifting to another sector of the universe, astronomers have discovered the biggest black holes ever. Scientists have discovered two of the biggest black holes ever observed. Each has a mass a billions of times greater than the sun, according to a study, just to give you an idea of how massive these are. They could swallow up entire galaxy clusters. What a gorgeous and limitless cosmos we are a part of, and our consciousness and being alive and able to observe this is an incredible gift from the Creator. And if you don't think something made all this, ladies and gentlemen, my God, can you imagine our consciousness and our intellect? And we are tiny little creatures living in a thin ribbon of life on the surface of a globe.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to an extremely important edition of InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, December 6th, 2011, and this is going to be a huge show tonight, with so many incredibly important topics covered. And normally I would mention some of what's coming up, but the news we've got tonight is so incredibly devastating to our republic, and is breaking as we speak, that I'm going to cover our top story, obviously, first here before getting into any of the other news. I'm holding here in my hand a document that just went up minutes ago at InfoWars.com and PrisonPod.com. And we've called the numbers involved. We've checked the individuals listed in this document and the accompanying emails. And it is authentic. Kellogg, Brown, and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton. The story is at InfoWars.com and is breaking at InfoWars.com right now. The headline by Kurt Nemo at InfoWars.com is exclusive: government activating FEMA camps across the United States. Now, in 2006, it was in the Houston Chronicle and Wall Street Journal that they got a $300-plus million contract to build 3 1-million-person camps for political dissidents, illegal immigrants, you name it, for economic collapse. They've introduced legislation to fund more of this and to bring it out in the open. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act last year that got so much attention, that says that they will intern entire families in these facilities. It also came out earlier in the year that the Army and other private groups are trying to hire around 100,000 internment specialists. When you read, it's domestic and international prison guards. And, of course, our so-called government has camps all over the world. Kellogg, Brown and Root has been caught with its main company, Halliburton, running slave labor camps in the Philippines and other areas. That's in the Chicago Tribune. You cannot make this magnitude of information up. It is the mainstream media's job and other people, Comedy Central and others that make fun of us, they did last night, to actually go research this. This is not a joke, and you'll be seen in history, whether we defeat this or it goes through, as sympathizers basically with the likes of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. This is not a joke. This is not a game. And the detailed article that Kurt Nemo and I put together today goes through all of this information. We were sent this by a state employee involved in the program. I'm just going to leave it at that. And it was basically a hidden link on the KBR site. We're able to confirm it is there on the KBR site in a non-published link. And that is in our article where we got the link from and everything else. Just unbelievable information here. And it says that they need people to set up barbed wire fences and barricades. And I've been to urban warfare drills across the country where the Marines and the Army practice taking on the American people and do set up the barricades in the towns and the cities and around the camps. Now, again, I want to explain. These camps are already built. They admit they're the old military bases. Now they are preparing in all 50 states to activate the camps with laundry, guards, people cooking the food, sentries. And we've got all the video and photos they've released on the NORTHCOM website where the Army and Marines and Air Force security forces, you name it, are all training to arrest American citizens. And the training manuals that law enforcement have sent us to the national news say it's returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, anybody who basically understands what freedom is. This is like in a science fiction movie when the evil, corporation takes the government and orders the good guys arrested. I mean, but of course, those movies are all based on real things that have happened in history. So truth is stranger than fiction. Fiction actually imitates life. The more I learned that I always thought that that life was imitating art. It's the other way around. Art is imitating life. And this is so incredible. This article goes over it all. And you know, it should not be up to a small independent media operation to be breaking all of this. The mainline corporate prostitute should be doing it. But later we've got a sociologist joining us who's broken down the actuaries that actually when the mainstream media endorses something, people run from it like the plague. We've got new news on the Ron Paul front with a sociologist and statistician joining us in studio. Again, jam-packed transmission, but exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the U.S. They're already built. They now admit they're there. Now they're going out and saying in all 50 states, they're going to have 300-person staging camps, 1,000-person staging camps. And, again, you can go to InfoWars.com and get the full report with the documents, the emails, all of it. Exclusive government activating FEMA camps across the United States. Just a devastating, devastating investigative report up there right now. I don't even feel worthy to be bringing you this information. I hope it's not pearls before swine. And we have the KBR instrumental in establishing the camps that are now to be activated in 2006. The internment camp service bid arrives after the National Defense Authorization Act. We have links in here where the government says it's terrorism to protest. And those documents have been leaked by good people in the government. I mean, this is so creepy and it's so ridiculous. Obviously, protesting is not terrorism. Terrorists would say that. And, of course, the state is always the greatest progenitor and deliverer and pusher of terror. As the founder said, it's the state you got to worry about. Little people can do horrible things, but not on a mass scale. Governments bring you the atrocities we saw, 200 plus million killed by governments in the 20th century. And there's the original Wall Street Journal, KBR awarded Homeland Security contract worth up to $385 million. That was in 2006. To build some of these large camps. Now this is an activation bid in all 50 states. And FEMA has 10 regions, but KBR, you know, the corporations, they like to simplify things. They've broken it down into five regions. So I don't know what you say about this. All of this is vetted. All of this is researched. And I remember Glenn Beck 2 years ago saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps. They're real. And then after a month of hype, he comes out and says it's all a fraud and uses known discredited hoaxes on the Internet of railway stations and things. When the civilian inmate labor camp program has been declassified, the military with private prisoners in them to prime the pump and train the troops to be jail guards. The emergency center establishment garbage, Rex 84, the congressional hearings in 86. I sent all this to Glenn Beck, and I happen to know he got it. And I happened to predict. I waited till the day before so people understood that it wasn't me predicting it, and then he just decided to do what I'd predicted, that he would go show fake straw men. Okay? And he did just that. And I'm not here to attack Glenn Beck, okay? You know, he's done some good work, and that's why he got too real, and they got rid of him. The point is that we don't have time for people to be in denial anymore. We don't have time to play games. I've given you the legislation, which didn't pass, but is the entire blueprint for what's already built. Kind of like they've been spying on us for decades, and then when they got caught, they brought out legislation to legalize it. Or they get caught torturing, they then try to pass laws to make it legal. Okay, but that's what's going on here. and it's pointed at the American people. This, I told you they'd have TSA on the streets running checkpoints. Now it's begun all over the country. I do my research. We do our research. And I'm getting chills right now for my family. I've decided to try to defend the Republic, and the globalists are in a lot of trouble. They've been exposed for their corruption, their drug dealing. It came out in the New York Times 2 days ago that the government is laundering drug money, the government itself, and not just running guns into Mexico. That's been in federal court for years. Again, these are criminals at the top, and it's time for people in the mid-level of government to say no to it. You know, Nixon gave orders that were illegal at the end, and people said, you know what, I'm not following your order to fire people that are investigating you. Just because you're the president doesn't make you king. This isn't the Third Reich. And it comes down to fundamental things. And we've really headed them off at the pass here. We have, from the beginning, exposed these dastardly characters. And so they don't know how to deal with it.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 9th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $17,1740. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5991, $879.95 for a half ounce, and $439.98 for a quarter ounce. $17,5991, $879.95, and $439.98.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to boil this down real simply and then read these articles and give you even more backstory to give you full spectrum analysis and breakdown on what we're facing. Criminal corporate financial oligarchs made major inroads by financing J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, and others in the 1860s and forward. The robber barons then controlled the Western expansion. They set up monopolies and ever since then put out public reports that we've covered and posted and had historians on about, breaking down the fact that they wanted to overthrow our Republican form of government, our constitutional republic. This is historical fact. They didn't even try to hide it. They financed eugenics, which meant survival of the fittest. They believed it was their right to rule, dominate, kill whoever they want. If they can do it, that gives them the right. Might makes right. They already believed they were gods. They were financed by the Rothschilds of the British royalty and Dutch royalty. That's the main power centers of the Western system. The Vatican plays into that to a certain extent, especially more in modern times. But that main power structure and that system of governance came out of England. The concentration camp was invented on the Native Americans, picked up by the British after that. Now, they have gone for global financial domination by building giant bubbles of currency and derivatives garbage that is backed up by the U.S. military and U.S. taxpayers. They got the whole world to buy into it, and now they're saying, go along with what we say or we'll totally implode the world economy overnight. They've said it publicly in every country, the U.S. in 2008, right through Iceland, right through Greenland, right through Ireland, right through Greece, now into Spain, into Portugal. Portugal's raiding private pension funds. They're now taking private pension funds, bringing them into government control, and taking a large portion of it and calling it government protection of the funds. That's in Der Spiegel and Associated Press last night. And it's the same banks. When you hear about European banks, that's U.S. banks. That's globalist banks. That's the six big mega banks that we're dealing with. Now, they've committed this takeover. On the way up, when the bubble was expanding, they bought up the planet, paid people off. Now they're holding the planet hostage, saying, give us unlimited trillions. They call them bailouts. The media then turns it around and acts like the public owes this money. But they're really not even bailouts. It's lies within lies. It is direct global taxes to the six megabanks through their international consortiums of the IMF and World Bank and the U.S. arm, the Federal Reserve. The World Bank is more of the U.S. arm internationally of the Federal Reserve, but it's all interconnected. The IMF is mainly European and international as you go to the east. This is all Trilateral Commission breakdown information. It's all public. The stuff, they think you're stupid. They think you don't care. They hide it in plain view for anybody that cares. Their architecture, their battle plans are all there because they think so little of you because they know you're designed to face a foreign enemy who wears a uniform and comes at you with a rifle and a bayonet, not someone that comes at you in business suits. Okay, so we're continuing with economic hitmen before I get into this huge FEMA camp news. You have to understand why it's happening. They are now admitting that the private banks have dominated Europe through fraud. Our media, bought and paid for by them, hails it as cutesy. They sit there and giggle about it on Bloomberg TV and radio. They giggle about it on CNBC. Oh, how it's undemocratic. how Europe will never be able to vote its way out of this now, getting rid of all of their sovereignty, how the euro was only the receivership arm. Now they're going to implode that scaffolding and bring it fully under banker control with value-added taxes, sales taxes, carbon taxes, family taxes, total social control, shutting off economies for social engineering. They want you dependent, period. Global plantation. Now, patriots discovered this in the 1950s and 60s, namely Joseph McCarthy, who was demonized and who did have problems like anybody, and who did, they allowed him to persecute innocent people because that created a new form of censorship in the name of countering communism, which actually brought us into authoritarianism in the name of fighting another authoritarianism. It was a Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. But the minute he discovered, I'm getting chills right now, this has even been in the New York Times and Moscow Times now, the minute he discovered that the Pentagon was funding the Russians and that the Pentagon and Arm & Hammer and the Rothschilds and Rockefellers were running it all so that Russia had a pretext to clamp down and so we had a pretext to be clamped down on, but that it was all a huge Hegelian dialectic of full-spectrum dominance, the minute he said that, they destroyed him. In the hearings, they said, you're saying the army's doing this. Now, in hindsight, they've declassified the GRU and KGB files 5 years ago. International headlines. McCarthy was right. It was all true. But again, it's cutesy. It's all very cutesy. But because of people warning the population and understanding it, and understanding that mega-rich want socialism and communism and collectivism and communitarianism and Agenda 21 for the general public to make us dependent on them, they sit international and are exempt from that, and are exempt from taxes, as you see. Then they lobby for more taxes, telling the poor you'll get wealth redistribution with all this conspicuous consumption that they see and are licking their lips for if you get rid of the middle class, who the poor believe is rich. They're actually the only group still employing the poor, still buying things from them. That service economy must be eradicated, and it is. This is a philosophy of total degradation. Now I will give you the top news. My point is the globalist have been very arrogant and very out in the open in their white papers about vaccines that sterilize, fluoride in the water to increase cancer, lower fertility, dumb everybody down. They have all been very honest about this because they have total contempt for you. Total contempt that you're not going to go read that because it's not, you know, the latest sitcom or drama or woman show or men's soap opera, you know, that, you know, basically is football. They think that you deserve it, and so they just hide it in plain view. But because the globalists know that when they bring in this total collapse, people are going to get angry. There's going to be a move to restore the republic. There's going to be a move to unroot them that have engineered this publicly, that they have built FEMA camps. They have continuity of government programs. They have mass arrest programs. They've tried to train the military and police to go along with this. They federalize things. They put in the surveillance grid. And they've got different ways they can roll it out. A staged bio attack, a staged chemical attack, other terror attacks, mass shootings blamed on domestic groups. They've got a whole constellation of systems they can use to psyop people into going along with this. Because they've committed these crimes, they've committed this economic espionage, this economic invasion, this economic program of globalization, deindustrialization, and all of it, so they can consolidate all power and leave no enemy standing. They see anybody with a business, anybody independent, as the enemy. It's a scorched earth policy of kill the buffalo, let the red man starve. It's a scorched earth policy. Research what that is.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Forzine, please begin your testimony. You are ready.
Thank you, Chairman.
And Mr. Lucas, let's just listen to the first couple of remarks.
Members of the committee, like all of you, I am devastated by the enormous impact on many people's lives resulting from the events surrounding the MF Global bankruptcy. Of course, my distress and sadness pale in comparison to the losses and hardships that customers, farmers and ranchers and others, employees and investors have suffered. Their plight weighs on my mind every day. as the chief executive officer of MF Global at the time of its bankruptcy, I truly apologize to all those affected. Before I address what happened, I must make it clear that since my departure from MF Global on November 3rd this year, I have not had access to many of the relevant documents which are essential to my being able to testify accurately about the chaotic days preceding the declaration. The members should also understand that the committee turned down my request to testify voluntarily in January. I had hoped that by that time I would have obtained and reviewed relevant records so that I could be more helpful to the committee. While I intend to be responsive to the best of my ability today, without adequate time and materials to prepare, I may be unable to respond to various questions members might pose. Other questions, given my specific role in the company, will be questions for which I simply have no personal knowledge. Make it very clear, many of your questions may well be ones I myself have. When I joined the company in late March 2010, MF Global was primarily a voice-based broker that provided execution and clearing services for products traded in derivative markets.
I'd like to comment on what he's already said.
The firm had reported losses in five consecutive quarters before I arrived.
He's already pleading the fifth. Isn't it wonderful? He was going to wait until January. Oh, yeah, as everything got further and further away from the news, then he could slime in. Yeah, Causeline could slime in in January after this thing blows over a little bit. And oh, how sorry he is. Yeah, his heart is bleeding. He's worth, what, $500 million? Yes, how about coming up with the money to cover the losses that the rest of us took?
Gerald Celente is our guest. We just came back live, and so Corzine basically has come in and taken the fifth, as the Washington Post reported that he would take the fifth, and he told the Washington Post that his lawyers did. They don't know where the money is. So how convenient. The money is taken out of the accounts in early November. He leaves, and now he doesn't know anything because he left the company. And he's the one that made the 40-1 bet. This is unbelievable. Gerald Celente is our guest breaking this down. I mean, so this is our worst fears. They're trying to set the precedent, Gerald. And, of course, for those that just joined us, you lost over six figures from your own private account that the large Chicago Mafia Exchange, the CMG, the Chicago trading group had the Chicago Mercantile had come out and said, oh, we're always going to cover everything. It's all insured. Now you're being told it's not insured, it's your money. What type of precedent does this set? Where does this go from here? We haven't talked to you in a week and a half. What have you learned?
I learned what I learned before, and that's what I'm telling everybody. Your money isn't safe. If all you jerks out there shooting your mouth off that don't know what you're talking about, they've never had a sellout like this in the history of the commodity exchange in 150 years. And I wasn't speculating. I made a deal to pick up delivery. And all those jerks out there that say I should have known better. Yeah, how about this one? All those jerks in New Jersey that voted in this Don Corzine as senator and governor, you should have known better too. And all you other jerks out there, like the Obama administration that welcomes Corzine into the White House and has him throw $35,000 a plate dinners, yeah, they should have known better too. Yeah, everybody but me should have known. I should have known. Nobody else should have known that Corzine was giving us the shaft. So let's go back and play this over. So these committee hearings begin with a guy asking a question, a congressman, who said he didn't know until today that Gary Gensler, the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, was a lieutenant of Don Corzine when Corzine ran the Goldman Sachs gang back in the 90s. He didn't know that, the guy asking questions. Then the question he asks was, well, you had a meeting back with Gary Gensler and John Corzine several months ago. Do you have notes of that meeting? And here's what the woman who they're questioning, and you know why they're questioning this woman and not questioning Gary Gensler? Gary's gone! Gary had to go on an important trip!
Oh!
No, they won't. That's like asking a soldier from the Don what the Don was thinking. So they don't even have Gensler there today. Here's what she said. No substantive issues were discussed. Hey, sweetie pie, what are you talking about? No substantive issues were discussed? What was this meeting about? What the Yankees were going to do in spring training? I mean, come on. You don't get the two people together, the head of the Chicago Futures, the head of the Commodities Future Trading Commission, and one of the top guys of the biggest trading firms in the world, together to talk about nothing.
Let's put this in layman terms, though, Gerald. Why this is so big, to explain this, and then this was out a month ago, the head of the CFTC, who is there to regulate this, is the former lieutenant of John Corzine, the Obama money bag man, who sets up MF Global, grabs a bunch of other companies, buys them, and then steals private bank accounts, which they admit is totally illegal and was supposedly insured. Now they say they don't know where the money is. They're talking to his lieutenants, and they're saying, oh, what was at this meeting? Oh, I don't know. Nothing substantive. He gets there and says, I know nothing. I left the company a month ago and all this imploded, so I know nothing, when he's the one who was heading it up and takes the fifth. I mean, this is so incredibly ridiculous. And it goes further. The head of the CFTC, who's disappeared, maybe he's in Paraguay, the head of the CFTC, maybe he's the boys with Brazil down there with the old Nazis, I don't know. It now turns out, Reuters reports, that he was invested in MF Global. So this is, Gerald, this is, like you said, 150 years of the mercantile. This has never been done. What's going on here? What's happening? And they got the trolls attacking you, of course. They're attacking us. They're saying it's good, the ATF now admits, that they did ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They're like, the Second Amendment's who's bad because the government shipped guns into Mexico to blame it on it. So that's always blame the messenger. Gerald, this is huge.
Yes, it is. So you know what they were talking about at this meeting? They were talking about whether Don John, the Governor Corzine, could raid segregated accounts like mine. That's what they were talking about. And they don't think they have any notes because, well, it was, according to that woman, you know, just a little idle chit-chat. No, this whole thing is a scam. The whole system is collapsing. It's collapsing in front of us. So what I'm telling people, your money's not safe anywhere unless you got it in your pocket or under your mattress. They're going to rob from us. And here's what these clowns that in this commission that are asking these questions, you know, they're saying things like, well, you know, we've learned a valuable lesson from this. So how could we put better locks on the barn door so the horse doesn't escape? And they're not even talking about hanging the horse feet. Oh, no, that's off limits.
No, no, here's Corzine, who ran out with the money in front of everybody, saying, I know nothing, and they don't even grill him. It is unbelievable.
It's not unbelievable. It's what's happened. Fascism has come to America. It's the merger of state and corporate powers, and you have no greater power than the money power. During this time of Christmas, let us all remember that the only time Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, became angry and violent is when he picked up a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple. And that's a fact.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you. I was late getting back in the studio, running around out there getting some more articles together. The next 25 minutes or so, we are joined by constitutional law expert Bruce Fine. Then I'm going to go back to your calls and into the Iran situation, threatening to block off the Strait of Hormuz, the admitted Western military attacks inside the country. We told you months ago that's what was happening. Now it's admitted. Was really going on years ago, but now it's accelerated. We'll also get into what's happening with the economy. But Bruce Fine joins us. He's a lawyer. who specializes in constitutional international law. And, of course, he's written articles for Slate, New York Times, Legal Times, The Washington Times. He's an expert on civil liberties. He's involved with the American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation, both conservative think tanks, as an analyst and commentator. And, of course, he's also an author. He is Ron Paul's chief legal advisor on the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And AmericanFreedomAgenda.org is one of his sites. And he joins us now to talk about the State of the Union. You know, going back when he was on with us, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about Obama launching military operations and saying he didn't need Congress to do that, that he, quote, did it for the credibility of the U.N. I mean, what a slap in the face. What treason that he became the head of the Security Council, violating Article 1, Section 9, flaunting it. The news even admitted that. Now we enter a new phase, and Obama says he'll veto the sections of the National Defense Authorization Act where the military can arrest U.S. citizens. The whole world's a declaration of war against the world, kill anybody anywhere, including NORTHCOM here in the U.S. So all of that's in there. But Obama came out and said, I may not sign it because I'm the president and I have that authority to kill citizens outside of law or courts or anything, anywhere in the world. So I don't need Congress. So the media tried to spin it as, oh, Obama's for the Bill of Rights, Constitution. No, the press releases lawyers put out last week, we covered it here, said something entirely different. We'll get Bruce Fine's breakdown on this and get his take on the Ron Paul campaign. Bruce, thanks for coming on with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Wow, things are really accelerating. Were you shocked by this legislation? And give us your expert take on it and where this takes us.
Yes, and I want to, let's take it from how we interpret the president's, you know, threat to veto. This is before the legislation was passed by the Congress. The president claimed, as you indicated, authority unilaterally to assassinate any American anywhere in the world on his say-so alone based upon secret facts, secret laws saying so-and-so is an imminent danger to the security of the United States. You don't have to be on a battlefield. You don't have to be involved in hostilities. You don't even have to be accused of a crime because Mr. Al-Awlaki had never been indicted. He had never been subject to any even formal arrest warrant, anything like that. Neither was his 16-year-old kid who was vaporized a few days later. I mean, this is a power that would have made King George III jealous, and we overthrew King George III. This is a power that every tyrant would crave and celebrate. I can kill any of my citizens anytime I want based upon secret facts and secret law, and on imminent danger. I mean, he'd been on the list, Al-Awlaki, for over a year, and imminent danger. I mean, imminent means it's going to happen immediately. It shows the Orwellian use of language by the Obama administration. That's before. He also claimed the absolute authority to decide on his own whether if he did capture an American citizen or a non-citizen in the United States based upon some suspicion that he said shows involvement in international terrorism, he could decide on his whim. I'll try you in a civilian court and prosecute you, or I'll try you in a military court, military commissions, and prosecute you. I can just flip one way or the other, and you can't constrain me. That was before the legislation. So what he objected to in the legislation wasn't the idea that no president should have this omnipotent authority. He was furious that Congress thought it had any say to try to constrain him in any way, because Congress was trying to limit his ability to flip detainees from the military system to civilians. So he wasn't defending civil liberty. He was destroying the last vestige of checks and balances and separation of powers by saying, Congress, you have no authority to try to limit me in any way I want whenever I claim I'm fighting a war. I am the law. You know, it's like Louis XIV, the state, c'est moi. It's me. I know the press, instead of understanding that, thinks now he's become an ACLU civil libertarian by vetoing the legislation.
Incredible. That's what's so amazing. He's saying, no, because you're trying to follow the Constitution, even though this is unconstitutional, yeah, the way you're trying to pass it's constitutional.
Right.
I'm not going. And his lawyers said that, yeah, and the media went along with this. Bruce, do you think it's because they are ignorant or because they want to protect him?
Well, I think it's a combination. Several of them think, truly are just totally ignorant. But others, clearly, they want to, they do not like Congress, this is a way in which they can try to paint Congress, the do-nothing Congress, whatever, that It was in part here, it's not a do-nothing Congress. They do not like the Tea Party conservative slant in the Congress, although this is the opposite of that. And so this is just another chance to slam the Congress of the United States, certainly when they see something that isn't that slights Obama. But a lot of it is just lavishness to the president. And I think also it's unfortunate that it's not limited to Obama. I think the press in general has become cheerleaders for kings and queens, for omnipotence in the executive branch, and assailing any suggestion that self-government really ought to have any sway, because after all, these platonic guardians in the White House and the Oval Office should tell us how to live, you know, whether we should have spinach or broccoli and rules and regulations that Congress never touches yet have enormous consequences for the economy. It is a very, very arrogant, condescending attitude of government, the precise attitude that provoked the American Revolution in 1776. I mean, the Founding Fathers, if they saw this piece of legislation, the president asserting that power, they would have impeached the president in less than 24 hours.
Bruce, obviously the system knows that the derivatives, the too big to fails, the crony capitalism is coming down, and we're seeing an acceleration of agendas that you and I and Ron Paul and many others had warned about and been laughed at. Now people aren't laughing. I mean, does it have to get really bad before it gets better? Where do you expect this to go? I mean, do you expect them to be able to implement stuff like this? I mean, this does tell us a lot about the makeup of our government that they're attempting things like this.
Well, it does. And it also is the most dangerous element here is what's become maybe a subtext of our national discourse, a risk-free society. We can, anything that anybody says will make us safer is okay. The rack and screw, if it results in vandalizing due process, detaining people without accusation or charge, anything you just yell, it makes us possibly safer, even though it doesn't. You know, they get away with it. And that's just the opposite of what the Constitution is about. The default position that the Founding Fathers wanted, that was revolutionary at the time, was that individual liberty is the default. The government can't do anything unless it gives a really strong reason about why they should interfere with your physical and mental liberty and freedom. It doesn't mean an insurmountable hurdle, but that's the default position is liberty. Now, no, just make the government bigger, 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 TSA, more screening, whatever, anything goes that will arguably make us safer. You know, you got to have some risk in life. It takes risk when you get out of bed, you know. Somebody could come up and drive a car when you're on the sidewalk.
Well, Bruce, so as you know, as you know, historically, I'd like you to speak to this briefly. Tyrants always say it's for your own good, and historically, the greatest danger outside of natural death, the most unnatural death that we've seen, has been death by government or enslavement or impoverishment by government. I mean, this is the most dangerous thing. As George Washington said, like fire, government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
Exactly right. And that's why it's not to say that individuals can't perpetrate evil. They can. But in magnitudes of danger, the government is capable of vastly more wretchedness, destruction of liberty, death than any private individual or group of individuals. And that's why the government is the one where the greatest scrutiny has to be put upon. And it was James Madison, just think about this, this is over 200 years ago, he pointed out and he warned, he said, the instruments of repression that are used initially to fight a foreign danger are invariably used by tyrants to destroy liberty at home. This is the greatest prescience that had ever been uttered by an American statesman. He knew exactly what's going to happen. So first, okay, we're just going to use these special procedures in Afghanistan and then Iraq, then Yemen, then Somalia. And now they're on our American soil. And what I fear, Alex, is that if there's anything like another 9/11, or even somebody who stands up and says, all right, Iran's got nuclear weapons, you know, a president's going to declare martial law.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.